Even if the nation's capital is one of your favorite tourist destinations, I'll bet you haven't heard about the National Postal Museum. Its new director, Alan Kane, says that's going to change.
It's not huge, where you get lost and take forever. Small, and it's a family-sized museum.
It houses not just exhibits about postal services, but also about letter writing and stamps, including the National Collection, with some 13 million pieces, such as the inverted Jenny airplane error and the country's first stamps.
We have the 1847 collection starting up in November. That'll be followed by Queen Elizabeth's private collection during the summer.
The museum is a few blocks off the mall and the old post office across from Union Station.
The building itself is beautiful. It's a gorgeous building to see. And that's worth seeing just by itself.
Kane says the museum also has hands-on interactive exhibits, and it's about to get one more on postal automation.
It'll be like a Disneyland ride where you decide whether you're a letter or a package, where you're mailed, where you want to be delivered. You get into a pod and you take the ride like you're a piece of mail.
I just hope it doesn't get canceled. I'm Lloyd DeVries.